Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome aboard. The Christmas season is definitely in full swing, and I hope the holidays have been treating you well. With any luck, you'll get some time off, get to spend some time with family and friends, and maybe, just maybe, have a little time to get out there for some fishing and hunting. I actually got to do just that this week. Got to go hunting with my friend Dwayne England. He is the host of Fish Hunt Northwest, and we went with Ross Outdoor Adventures for a Tuesday duck hunt. Had a great time. There were six of us. Some of the folks there were old friends, some of them were new ones, but the shooting was steady. We end up with 22 ducks for the day for the six of us, not too shabby at all. And if you want to find out more about hunting at Potholes Reservoir in the Columbia Basin for ducks and geese, check out rossoutdooradventures.com. Very well-run guide service. And check out my friend's show, too. That would be Fish Hunt Northwest. You can view it on the Root Sports Channel every Sunday morning between 9 and 10 a.m. It also streams online on the Fish Hunt Northwest Facebook page and YouTube channel, Thursday nights from 6 to 7 p.m. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them you'll hear from in just a minute is my old friend Scott Croft. He's with Boat US, and he's got some good tips for you regarding taking care of your boat this winter. It's not just a matter of winterizing it. No, there's a few more things you need to do on top of that, too, and he'll share those with you. Another guest we'll talk to today is Trey Karskinen. He's with O'Loughlin Trade Shows. They put on sportsman shows and RV shows and boat shows out in the Pacific Northwest in Oregon and Washington, and they've got a really big boat show coming up January 10th through the 14th in Portland, Oregon at the Expo Center. We are talking about 200,000 square feet that's going to be chock full of boats. As a matter of fact, we are talking about the largest selection of fishing boats between 15 and 25 feet that you're going to probably find anywhere in the United States, definitely west of the Mississippi. And I'll tell you what, a lot of folks come here, not just from the Northwest, not just from California, but all the way from the Great Lakes, because there's so many aluminum and fiberglass fishing boats available here. The selection's great, and it being the first show of the season, you've got the pick of the litter, and I can tell you, talking to boat dealers, they are very motivated to sell because sales were very slow this fall, and they need to get some inventory out the door, so this is your chance to save. And while you're in the Northwest, you might want to consider a visit to the border of Idaho and Southeast Washington. Michelle Peters, the president and CEO of Visit Lewis Clark Valley, will tell you about the great winter recreation opportunities available here. For example, this winter, you can fish the Clearwater River in Idaho either from a boat or from shore and have a legitimate shot at catching a steelhead that can weigh up to 20 pounds in size. I know, I've done just that. I caught an 18-pounder there a few years ago, and Michelle's caught him even bigger than that. You can also fish the Snake River or take a tour of Hell's Canyon, which is North America's deepest gorge, even deeper than the Grand Canyon. It's beautiful, remote, rugged country, and you can actually help deliver the mail on a mail route there that a jet boat traverses some 80 miles of the river, delivering mail every Wednesday, and you're invited to join in and see a whole bunch of wildlife and learn a lot of history during the process. Our final guest of the day, that would be Mark Holyoke with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They're always busy this time of year with their Christmas celebrations going on in Las Vegas, but they're always doing habitat work too, and they've made some significant funds available for agencies to map wildlife migration corridors. Why is this important? Well, it's really important when it comes to the well-being of our herds, when it comes to elk and antelope and deer, and Mark will tell you more about this towards the end of our program today. In addition to this, we've got some outdoors news about the company that may well have the best rimfire rifle ammunition around, and a heartwarming story from Florida where a service dog missing for 5 weeks was reunited with his owner, a former Navy SEAL. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Scott Croft on the line. He's with the Boat Owners Association of the United States, also known as Boat US, and he's got some tips for all of you out there to get your boat ready for that long winter nap. Scott, great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be back at the holiday season. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir. And let's run through this together. A very short press release you put out, but you had some three really good tips for boat owners that are getting ready for the winter. And the first one is actually about reading the contract for wherever you store your boat.
Yep. Read every page. And people say, why do I need to do that? You know, that document says everything about critical safety rules to live by over the winter. Contracts are different, whether you keep your boat outside, inside, various kinds of storage, you know, and they also include work rules. And those common ones are things of like, you know, their safety, you know, no heaters, no portable generators, batteries must be disconnected. Why all the rules? You know, it's just really, you're not getting around the fact that we're all together, packed in together, boats together, side by side, and it tees up a heck of an increased fire hazard. So for the greater good of everybody, follow those rules to the letter. You know, people put their boats away and they think they're scot-free, but the first thing you really need to do is take a look at that contract really closely and live by those work rules all winter long.
All right, the next one, just say no, not to drugs, but in this case, to power cords. Explain this.
You know, I talked to about five marina owners, and every single one of them spoke to me. They said, Scotty, what really keeps me up at night are power cords, people leaving on power cords. Not only do people not quite understand the sizing or the length of runs and the electricity that's flowing in them through various cords, extra connections, it's also what they're plugged into. It could be plugged into a heater, which is really no excuse for winter, a proper winterization of the engine, by the way. But, you know, battery chargers, things like that. Don't use a power cord. If you do need to do some off-season work like I do, I'll go to the marina office and I'll tell them I'm there and I'll say, hey, can I use a power cord today? Most times it's no problem, but they want you to remove those cords after you've done doing the work if it's allowed.
And then we've got visit your boat and do it safely.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said before, everybody thinks they're scot-free if you're a boat owner and you're like, summer's over, I can relax. That's pretty much the case, but you really should visit the boat at least once a year. You want to know why? There's a lot of critters that can get in. You know, the prime reason, the winter covers, storms rip them off. You want to make sure that stuff is keeping the moisture out of the boat, keeping the critters out. You know, you may wake up in April and find that there's been a raccoon nest in there, and you really don't want that. Oftentimes, that's not even covered by your insurance policy. So making a winter visit to the boat and a safe winter visit, when I talk about that is, you know, listen, it's icy. If your boat's in the water or on a lift at a marina, bring somebody with you. You know, a fall into the drink this time of year, it's going to be hard for anybody to hear you. And every year, I read about a story of somebody who fell in and nobody heard him, and it was in the middle of winter. And it's a tragic incident. Bring somebody with you. And, you know, things like common sense, tie off ladders. If you're going to crawl on your boat and you have a, you know, you do have a pathway on your boat, I always bring a broom. And the broom goes first before me. I always keep one hand onto the boat, one hand on the broom, and then if I need to move around a little bit, I'm not, you know, walking on a bunch of ice and snow. So you really need to do it safely. Try to do it more than once. I know it's hard for some folks, but at least one visit every year during the winter.
One last thing for folks looking for a last-minute Christmas gift, a membership to Boat U.S. might be a good idea. What's involved with this? How much does it cost, and how do you get it?
Boat U.S. membership offers unlimited towing, both saltwater and freshwater. The pricing just went up a little bit. I believe it's for unlimited freshwater towing is $109 a year. Saltwater, a little bit more than that, or it's around $160, $165, all at BoatUS.com. Don't be one of those 100,000 people who call us every year. They break down in the water, and some of them don't have any coverage for towing, whether it's you may even have it on your insurance policy. That's a good thing, too. But our unlimited towing program with Boat U.S. membership will take care of that, any boat you own, rent, or borrow.
All right. That's BoatUS.com. Join today. And, Scott, thanks for the great winter tips when it comes to
boating. Thank you, everybody. Have a very Merry Christmas, and hope your boat is snug all winter long.
In today's news, I'm cooking a brisket. Let's go to Jill at my house to see how it's going.
This is your house and you brought me and the crew to check on your brisket?
That's correct, Jill. How's it looking?
This is a Camp Chef Woodwind Wi-Fi. You know you can check your cook right from your phone, right?
I didn't know that was an option, Jill. Well, never mind. But before you leave, can you feed the dog?
What? No, no.
When we get back, why is my check engine light on? The answer may shock me.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Next, we've got Trey Karskadin on the line with O'Loughlin Trade Shows. They put in all sorts of sportsman shows, boat shows, and RV shows in the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to tell you about the first one of the year. It is the Portland Boat Show. Now, you're probably wondering why we're telling you about a boat show in January before Christmas. Well, let me explain why. That's because a lot of folks out there are hoping for a really big Christmas present, and what would be better than the promise of a brand new boat? You can go down and pick it out at the Portland Boat Show that's running January 10th through the 14th at the Expo Center in Portland, Oregon. Trey, great to have you back on the air.
Don, great to be back with you. Thank you so much.
So tell our listeners more about the Portland Boat Show.
Well, you know, it's the first major boat show of the year, and, you know, the sweet spot for the Portland Boat Show is it is, without a doubt, one of the top, if not the top, sport fishing boat show in the country, particularly in that under 25-foot range. So, you know, folks are looking for, you know, either a forward helm, like a windshield-style boat, or an open boat, center console, a sport fisher, you know, for offshore use, for big water use, whether it's glass or aluminum, you'll find the best selection of fishing boats at this show than you will anywhere in the country. And probably the greatest diversity, you know, from the small stuff that ranges from, you know, small trailer boats that you can pull with the car upward to the, you know, the full-on offshore boats that are 30-some feet plus that they'll use out in Big Blue.
Now, this is all taking place at the Expo Center. There's a lot of square footage available here. Just how many boats are going to be here? How big of an event is this?
You know, it's roughly, I'm going to say right around 250,000 square feet. And with that, we've got probably 200,000 square feet of new boats and then another, you know, 50,000 of, you know, gently used boats. So there's going to be quite a few used boats this year at the show, which we're pretty excited about because that gives folks, you know, an opportunity to look at something that, you know, really is tailored to their budget. The dealers will be there to talk to you about those boats. And then, of course, on the new boat side, you've got all the major brands represented. So it's a big show. And particularly when, you know, you understand, you know, really what the focus of the show is. Of course, there's ski boats and wakeboard boats and lake surfing boats and pleasure boats and cruisers and everything else. But again, you'd be hard pressed to find a better selection of fishing boats anywhere, you know, beyond the Portland Boat Show.
We're talking to Trey Karskadin, the O'Loughlin Trade Shows, about the Portland Boat Show taking place in Portland, Oregon at the Expo Center, January 10th through the 14th. You can find out more about it at pdxboatshow.com. That's pdxboatshow.com. What about small boats, like, you know, little car toppers and kayaks and canoes? Are they going to be there too?
There'll be a few, but actually we do a pretty good job of, you know, like the kayak. We have a huge kayak sale going on at our sportsman show in Portland, the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show in February. But there'll be some smaller, you know, in that 14-foot range that are not quite car toppers, but can be pulled with a small trailer. There may be a few there, but really the focus is 15 feet, you know, 25 to 30 feet in that range is the bulk of the fishing boats, with a few over 30 feet as well. And I'm sure folks are well aware of this, John, but it is absolutely the best place to strike your best deal. So if you're thinking about a boat in 2024, this is a place to go shopping and to put it together. You're going to have the manufacturer incentives. You're going to have, you know, competitive pricing because, you know, these dealers are looking to make a deal and get as much going as they can early in the year. They've been 2-3 months without a whole lot going on in their showrooms. So they're looking to get some business rolling at this show and get the deals made.
And that brings up another question. You know, during COVID, boats were really hard to come by. If you could find them, you were paying a premium. And some of the accessories, like boat motors, I remember specifically Yamaha had all sorts of problems because they couldn't get the electronic chips that they needed from China or wherever it was for their outboards. Have those problems been resolved? I mean, is the inventory up? Is this a good time to buy a boat?
They have largely been resolved, yes. You know, there's still some wait times at some of the aluminum manufacturers. There's still a little bit out there, but not like they were a year ago, for sure. I mean, those wait times are half of what they were. And engines don't seem to be a big issue anymore either. There seems to be good inventories. We're talking to the dealers right now and getting a sense of what they're bringing to the show in January. And, you know, from our early conversations, it looks like there's going to be a lot of new stuff coming and cool stuff that hasn't been around and been available for the last couple of years.
All right. Well, if you want to give your special somebody a boat for Christmas, just tell them you're going to do it, and they get to pick it out at the Portland Boat Show. Again, it's taking place at the Portland Expo Center in Portland, Oregon, January 10th through the 14th. The website to go to, pdxboatshow.com. One last thing. Is this just a regional show for folks in Washington, Oregon, or are you going to be drawing folks from other places as well?
You know, we will. Actually, last time that we had a show on this caliber was 2020. And folks came out from the Great Lakes, and there was a number of folks that purchased boats from the Great Lakes because they, you know, there's the best representation literally in the world of all the aluminum boats at this show. So they were coming out looking at, you know, some of the, you know, the offshores, the big water boats. They were looking at some of the open stuff that we do and some of the forward helm in the well aluminum series boats because, you know, you won't find a better selection on anywhere on the planet than at the show. So, yeah, we pull from really all the way from Lake Ontario, all the way, you know, certainly to Seattle and throughout the Northwest.
Okay, so whether you're listening on KPAY out of Chico, California, or on one of our stations in the Midwest, or even KTKN out of Ketchikan, Alaska, make plans to come to the Portland Boat Show one more time, January 10th through the 14th, 2024. The website to go to, pdxboatshow.com. Trey, thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thanks so much, John. Really appreciate it.
Planning a day at the range or plinking targets with your friends? Or maybe you're looking to do some small game hunting with a rimfire rifle. Either way, they're going to be impressed when you show up with a Henry Golden Boy lever-action rifle. This beauty has a brass-like finish, a wooden stock and grip, and a blue 20-inch octagon barrel that makes this rifle handle great, and it is accurate too, especially for offhand shooting. Want to up your Golden Boy rifle game? You can order a deluxe engraved edition or one with a personalized inscription. Like every rifle manufactured by Henry Repeating Arms, this has a lifetime guarantee. Find out more about the world-famous Golden Boy rifle and order a free catalog too at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com for Henry Repeating Arms, made in America, and a proud sponsor of America Outdoors Radio. we've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales. And let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
This is the Rolling Knife Sharpener by WorkSharp. Designed to make sharpening fast, easy, and work every time. Snap to your angle, select your abrasive, and make sharp happen. Sharpen your kitchen knives, large and small, Japanese knives, and even pocket knives. The magnetic angle base secures a wide range of knives at four set angles. Three premium abrasives deliver fast sharpening and exceptional results. The tri-axle drive system allows you to follow the curve of your longest blade. And the soft touch grip ensures comfort and safety during the entire sharpening process. Add confidence to your cut. Make sharp happen.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next stop is the Lewis and Clark Valley. It is the gateway to Hell's Canyon, North America's deepest gorge. And the president of Visit Lewis Clark Valley is none other than Michelle Peters. She's not only the longtime president, but also the longtime CEO. Michelle, great to have you back on the air.
Well, thank you.
You know, we've had you frequently on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, our regional show, but I really wanted to introduce our national audience to all that you have to offer. And I think most people, when they think of recreating on the Snake River or in Hell's Canyon, they think of summertime recreation, maybe spring or fall, but there's stuff to do in your area in the winter, too. And the first thing that pops to mind isn't Hell's Canyon, it's actually the Clearwater River in Idaho, because it's got a fantastic winter fishery for steelhead, doesn't it?
They do. The Clearwater River has both the A run and B run of steelhead, so depending on the time of year, this time we're excited because the B run fish are coming in and they could be up to 20 pounds.
Now, as most of our listeners know, the steelhead is an ocean-going rainbow trout, and these B-run fish, and these are hatchery fish, folks, they are absolutely monstrous. Again, a 20-pound steelhead is a steelhead of a lifetime. I caught my biggest steelhead on the Clearwater a few years back, a 18-plus pounder, and generally speaking, anything over 10 is considered a good fish, especially when it comes to summer steelhead. And I think a lot of people get confused, and they think that these steelhead, because we're catching them in the winter, are winter steelhead, but they're not.
Nope, they're definitely the summer run coming in.
And we've had this conversation before. You are quite the fisher person yourself. What's the biggest steelhead you've gotten out of the Clearwater or Snake River?
It was on the Clearwater. It was just a little over 20 pounds. Also caught a monster Chinook in Hell's Canyon, right at the mouth of the Salmon River, and it was 45 pounds.
Oh my goodness, that is a monstrous fish indeed. All right, let's turn our attention to Hell's Canyon, North America's deepest gorge. You know, three seasons out of the year, you've got quite a few jet boat companies that are offering tours up there. There's also a lot of fishing guides that work that area. Things get a little quieter in the winter, but there's still some opportunities, isn't there?
Yes, every Wednesday in Hell's Canyon, Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours does the U.S. mail boat run each week. So you can join them and actually help deliver the mail in the canyon.
That is super cool. How far do they go up on the mail boat run?
It goes up approximately 80 miles.
And folks, there's people that live in this very, very remote country. I've been on the mailboat tour once, and it's really something else when somebody rides down from their home that you can't even see, it's that far away, just to pick up the mail from the mailboat. It's quite cool. And I understand that there's some really good wildlife watching this time of year, too.
It really is. The bighorn sheep are very active this time of year in the canyon, and there's not a lot of traffic with other jet boaters besides the anglers that are up the river this time of year, so there's a lot of wildlife that's closer to the river for viewing. And one of my favorite times of the year is in February when the bald eagles come back into the canyon.
And I'm guessing those bald eagles are cleaning up on some of those salmon carcasses?
Yes, they are. Plenty of fish for them. They're very healthy.
Makes perfect sense. Now, do you also get elk that come down to the river's edge this time of year, too?
We do, and deer. And then, of course, the bear in the springtime when they're back out again roaming around.
Right. Well, definitely a great reason to go on a mailboat tour. It is really unique, folks. It only happens on Wednesdays, but you can go to Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours, and the website is hellscanyontours.com and find out more about the Hell's Canyon Historic U.S. Mail Tour. It's been going on since what? 1919?
That's correct.
That's
amazing.
Yeah,
over 100 years.
Wow. Wow. That, I think it's probably about the only, in the lower 48, mail boat that there is that offers something like this. Quite the adventure. What else can folks do in the winter in your general neck of the woods?
It's definitely the fishing. That's our number one attraction there. But we also have some award-winning wineries, so a lot of people like to kick back, listen to some live music, enjoy the wineries. We have breweries.
And when it comes to other things to do inside, just across the river from where you're located in Clarkston, Washington, and Lewiston, Idaho, you've got the Jack O'Connor Hunting Heritage Center. And this is dedicated to one of the most famous outdoors and shooting writers of all time, Jack O'Connor, who spent his final years in Lewiston. It's really a very impressive center.
It really is. It's amazing. All of the mounts and animals telling the story of Jack and his life, his rifles, all kinds of guns, the photos. It's really first class.
Yes, and Jack's wife was definitely quite the huntress, too. And the two roamed the world and the Northwest and the American West, and quite a bit of their trophies are on display right here. So definitely worth a visit. Speaking of which, Lewiston and Clarkston, marvelous base camps for fishing or outdoors adventures, period.
Yes, there's a little bit of something for everyone. You don't have to go too far, and we have some of the best groomed snowmobile trails in the Blue Mountains and Ski Bluewood. So there's a lot of activities if you like the snow, or down here where we don't get much snow at 730 feet in elevation.
Getting back to the fishing, one more thing I'd like to mention. We've been talking about steelhead fishing, and we've been talking about salmon. One thing we haven't mentioned is the walleye fishing. And I know that, you know, Boyer Park, that section of the Snake River between Pullman and Clarkston, is one of the best walleye fishing spots in the entire Northwest, isn't it?
It really is. We've got a couple of local guides that do the walleye fishing, two or three of them that are quite the experts, and everybody seems to really enjoy it.
All right. Well, whether you want to come here in the winter for fishing or for sightseeing and wildlife watching or just to take in North America's deepest gorge, yes, even deeper than the Grand Canyon, the website to go to plan your trip is very simple. It's visitlcvalley.com. That's visitlcvalley.com. That's a tourism site for Visit Lewis Clark Valley. And you can go ahead and call the tourism site. And if you have any questions, just ask Michelle or her staff. They will be happy to help you out. Michelle, thanks for sharing your neck of the woods with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Well, thank you, John.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you're going to have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from WorkSharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for WorkSharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com. Turning to outdoors news, if you're looking for not just good rimfire ammunition, but the best rimfire ammunition, you might want to check out some cartridges from CCI Ammunition. From the Outdoor Wire, we learn that CCI Ammunition is proud to be recognized for releasing the most impressive and innovative 22 caliber long rifle target ammo of the year by Field & Stream. Its annual Best of the Best Gear Roundup is one of the publication's most popular features, and this year, CCI Clean 22 Hyper Velocity was selected as the best rimfire ammo. Congratulations to CCI Ammunition. And now for something completely different, beaver relocation in the state of California. From the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, we learned that they have released beavers into the wild for the first time in nearly 75 years. A total of 7 beavers were released into a valley in Plumas County to join a single resident beaver that is already there, with the ultimate objective of reestablishing a breeding population that will maintain the mountain meadow ecosystem there. This benefits not only the beavers, but also habitat and numerous other species. Additional beaver reintroductions are going to be taking place soon at the Tule River Reservation in the southern Sierra Nevada. And if you're asking why they're doing this, well, CDFW Director Charlton Bonham has an answer. He said beavers help retain water on the landscape, which increases groundworking recharge, improves summer base flow, extends seasonal flows, and increases fuel moisture during wildfire season, effectively creating green belts that serve as wildlife buffers or breaks and providing refuge for wildlife. Beavers, once considered a nuisance, now considered valuable to our landscape.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry Rifles and Shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety. And we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment, and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's just a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who is fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling Serenity is going to have a booth there. Again,
correct.
It's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks in Reeling in Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Frierimski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family, It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org, and if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year, you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Heavy Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we?
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. On the presidential campaign trail today, Donald Trump extending season's greetings to his supporters in Durham, New Hampshire.
Let me begin by wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Remember? You couldn't say that.
As the war continues to grow, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel may soon have to divert some of its resources away from Hamas and toward Hezbollah.
At the outset of this war, I was in favor of freezing Gaza, freezing the situation in Gaza, pounding Hamas in its tunnels day and night, but focusing the major thrust of our military effort at Hezbollah, which is roughly 15 times a greater threat than Hamas.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at townhall.com, a new poll from the Associated Press suggesting Americans are worried over the state of democracy and how next year's presidential election might affect its future.
62% of adults say democracy in the U.S. could be at risk, depending upon who wins the 2024 elections. That view held by 72% of Democrats, 55% of Republicans, but for different reasons. President Biden's warning about former President Trump's promises to seek retribution against opponents, while Mr. Trump says the president has weaponized the government.
That is correspondent Rhonda Rockstra reporting. Very rough weather across much of Florida, strong wind and heavy rain for nearly 2 days now. Forecasters predict more of the same over this busy holiday season weekend. And later Saturday, the storm may start to move on toward northeastern U.S. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Most importantly, Direct Bullion USA is a faith-based company that understands your family's financial goals. And we're here to help you preserve your wealth and faith. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Organizers of a deadly ultra-marathon in China receiving prison sentences for negligence.
Photographs taken of the runners on the start line show some of them wearing just shorts and T-shirts.
They were woefully unprepared for the 100-kilometre race in the Chinese province of Gansu 2 years ago. The organisers hadn't provided windproof or warm-weather clothing to protect against the freezing rain, hail and gale-force winds that hit the competitors. It also ignored forecasts that predicted cold weather along the mountainous route and hadn't prepared for emergencies. 7 people have now been jailed for failing to prevent the tragedy.
21 of the 172 participants died in that event 3 years ago after the all-night rescue operation continued in freezing temperatures. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. John Scott reports there will be no investigation on small Jeeps.
There were complaints that engines on some small Jeeps can shut down while being driven. About 229,000 Jeep Compass SUVs from the 2019 and 2020 model years were targeted. A probe opened last December after getting 15 complaints that drivers have gotten dashboard messages saying their coolant temperature is too high, followed by an immediate engine shutdown. But an investigation found that the failure rate was low and that the SUVs can normally be restarted immediately after the engine shuts down. John Scott reporting.
What a few weeks it has been on Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow ending the week at 37,305, up 56. NASDAQ climbed 52 at 14,813. S&P 500 down just a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Blackbear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Blackbear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Blackbear Diner.
Or your favorite audio platform.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Pyrenees acting paranoid? Does your calico need some counseling? Do your Labradoodles have you headed to the loony bin? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to try to understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours. Maybe you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to improve their lifestyle. You know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show. America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and, of course, pet lifestyle. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Ever-Growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, maybe they're jumping or digging or humping, or your cat's not using the litter box, scratched your favorite chair, doesn't get along with the new cat that came into the house, doesn't like your new boyfriend or girlfriend, you get the idea. That's what we do here on the Pet Show. We help people resolve any issues they may be having with their pets or any issues their pets may be having with you. And by the way, if you're a new listener to the Pet Show or a regular listener to the Pet Show, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will get an absolutely incredible, fabulous gift for your dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, it's not like I give away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away on the Pet Show are worth as much as $25, $35, $45, even $50. So if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to share a great story about a dog or cat maybe you grew up with around the holidays, or a dog or cat you recently adopted, any of those stories, great time to give me a call or a question about their behavior. And as I said, everyone that calls in will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls, as I said, and lots of pretty amazing stuff to give away on this show also. Let me tell you what I'm going to share on today's show, but as you know by now, your calls, your questions, your comments are always my priority. However, these are some of the topics I'd like to get to today, if we have time. I didn't get to some of them on my LA show, which kind of surprised me, but here we go. You know, how to make your dogs feel secure. Many behavioral issues appear when your dog is feeling a little insecure. But I just might have the cure. Stay tuned. How to build up that secure feeling in your dog coming up. And also, and this is fascinating, but also really, really serious. Did you know that of all the animal poisonings that take place every year, 40% are caused by plants that are toxic, and those plants are in your home around the holidays. We'll talk about that as well. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Also, and this is kind of interesting, it took a lot on my LA show. Do you know what your pets are thinking? You know, in the past, I've talked about your pet's ability to read human facial expressions. They know when we're happy, when we're sad, what we want. But now the question comes up as to whether humans can read their pet's facial expressions. Can you look at your dog or cat? Do you know what they're thinking? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And if we talk, I'll send you a great gift. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Also coming up on today's show, you know, now hear me out on this one. Now you may think I've kind of stepped over the line here, but listen to me. Playing fetch is part and parcel of a dog's life, right? Dogs love to fetch. But new studies have found that cats enjoy fetching just as much as dogs. So let me toss this out to you guys as well. Do you believe that cats can be taught to fetch? Do you have a cat that fetches? I'd love to hear from you. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way. Now, I got to be honest with you. I was overwhelmed on my LA show by people saying, Warren, yes, 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 my cat fetches, my cat fetches, my cat fetches. But you never hear about it. What, are people embarrassed to talk about their cat fetching? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. As always, plenty of time to answer all of your questions and comments. Lots of super stuff to give away. So, if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that rescue puppy isn't housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, or your dog believes he has to hump everything he sees, that's what the show's all about. Helping your pets cope with you and helping you cope with your pets. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. If you're calling, let that phone ring. Let it ring. It will take a while, but we'll get to your call, I promise. And that is the question of the day. Can cats be taught to fetch? But I also want to toss out another question to you guys. Come next Monday. Next Monday is Christmas, right? Sunday is Christmas Eve. Come next Monday, or even before that, do your pets know which gifts under the tree are theirs? give me a call, let me know. Maybe I'll send them another one. Again, the number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away, as I said. Be patient with me. Hang in there. I'm going to get to as many calls as I possibly can. But this bulletin just came out the other day, and I want to share it with you guys. This out of Reuters. Chewy, the big company Chewy, I'm sure you're all aware of Chewy. Chewy and eight other companies are violating federal law by selling or making unapproved antibiotics and other antimicrobial drugs for animals that could potentially give rise to drug-resistant superbugs. The U.S. health regulator said the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Thursday sent a letter to nine companies, including e-commerce retailer Chewy, warning them against selling the products that it said contained antibiotics such as penicillin and amoxicillin. So I just wanted to share that with you guys as well. You might want to run that by your veterinarians. Again, the number here, 877-725-8255. Let me jump right into beautiful Iowa, which I think is having a political thing in a couple of weeks. Let's go to Kim. Hey, Kim, welcome to the Pet Show.
Well, thank you. Cool. I just want to say that my dad and all three of my brothers are bona fide veterinarians.
What a family. What a great family.
Well, thank you, because me and Mama and my baby sister are nurses. So the table talk never made us sick to our tummies. Anyhow, this is why I'm calling you. I took a tumble last night. I broke my hip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not old. I'm very athletic and a swimmer. I'm strong, but yeah, it happened. Well, since I'm a nurse and I'm a sweet talking girl, I talked him into letting me come home to rehab because I would have drove them all crazy if they would have kept me too long. We're our own worst patient. So what kind of a little, don't go too little on me, like no smaller than a West Highland Terrier, but what kind of companion. Also, for the record, I am a brand new widow. I was married 22 years, and I've only been widowed for 4 months. So,
well, I'm so sorry.
Year. So give me good advice, okay?
Having been a widower myself at one time, this can be one of the greatest decisions you've ever made. What I would recommend that you do is work with one of your local rescues and shelters, and you don't have to get a purebred dog. You ask them, you tell them you want a dog that's maybe 10, 15 pounds. You want a dog that blended breed. What's wrong with a blended breed? It doesn't have to be purebred. I don't care if it's part this and part that. Generally, they have what's called they're actually healthier. Sometimes the blended breeds are healthier than the pure breeds. Can make all the difference in the world. So I would work with the local shelters, the local rescues in your area. There's a lot of dogs that need homes. In your case, an older dog would be preferred, being that you have this hip problem and you're not going to be running around. Maybe a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old dog, or even an 8-year-old dog. Maybe their guardian passed away and they need a home. They're already around. That's what I would do at this point, Kim.
And I agree 180%, because shelter animals need our love.
Absolutely.
You know? We don't all need to be pampered, you know. Love something that was meant to be loved, right?
There you go. There you go. Kim, let me do, first of all, what an admiration I have for your family. Three nurses and three veterinarians. I gotta move on, but I wanna do this. Let me put you on hold, Kim. I wanna send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, so when you adopt this new dog, you'll know exactly what I want you to do. But I do want you to understand that when you adopt an older dog, in fact, maybe I'll do a story on that coming up a little bit later. I have it written down, that I was gonna do it today, but I didn't know if I was gonna get to it. But there are certain things you need to do, when you adopt an older dog. You need to give them a little bit of time to adjust. You know what? I'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. We got Deborah calling from Colorado with a wiener dog. We got another call. All these numbers. Los Angeles. I don't know. They're calling from all over. The phones are busy. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break here. Then we'll get back to all your phone calls. 877-725-8255. Now, every week you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. And why do I talk about Lucy Pet Food? Because I believe in Lucy Pet Food. It's what I feed my own pets and have fed them since the day I adopted them from a high-kill shelter. Lucy Pet Formers for Life Pet Food is manufactured, hear me out, in their own plant. It's not some big plant somewhere that makes 40 different brands of food and puts a different label on them. Lucy Pet Food has their own plant right here in Southern California. less than 30 minutes from where I live. I know the plant inside out. What an amazing place it is. And on top of that, they just spent over $1.5 million. One of the few companies that does this has their own laboratory in their plant, checking every ingredient as it comes in, every product as it goes out, meaning it's as safe as you can possibly get. But I don't want you just to hear me about Lucy Pet Food. I want you to hear from a listener. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
This is what I hear every day from people that try Lucy Pet Food for their dog or cat, what a difference it makes. Now, what I want you to do is go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. When you go there, you can get the Lucy Pet Food, the dry food, the wet food for your dog, the dry food, the wet food for your cat. I want you to check out their dog food rolls. They have this new meatloaf roll that my dogs absolutely love. Check out their treats, hip-to-be-square treats, just amazing stuff. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. Tell them Warren sent you. Spend just $35 and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Your pets remind you that the holidays are here, so put them at the top of your list. Shop online at thepetshow.com for dozens of stocking stuffers, like our handy pet air horn, or call our friendly Hugs and Kisses counselors for gift ideas. One ideal gift is the Pet Lovers t-shirt I personally designed. Three different colors stating, none of my friends walk upright, just $15.99 and shipping is free. I'll give a new pet guardian a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. For a healthy yet tasty treat, my new improved 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. The perfect gift for your favorite dog or cat. Call our holiday line at 1-800-430-HUGS. All gifts ship for $5 or less at thepetshow.com. Or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. And happy holidays from all of us at thepetshow.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Where is the fastest rising area for commercial real estate? Train stations. Another huge effect of COVID are people's commutes to and from their office. While office buildings in major cities are getting cleared out, the only parts of cities that are growing are train stations. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas! They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m.
every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 877-725-8255. Question of the day is Warren nuts? That should be the question. But can cats be taught to fetch? Anybody out there have a fetching cat? I mean, not a beautiful cat, a cat that fetches something. Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 877-725-8255. In the meantime, I'm going to write down my list in order. I got Deborah in Colorado, Peter in Arizona, Dave I got, Adam in California, I got Bill. We'll get to all your calls, but right now it is Deborah's turn in Colorado. Hey, Deborah, welcome to the show.
Yes, I had a dachshund, and she has bladder infections. She was passing mucus. My breeder has suggested the raspberry leaf. So each capsule contains a powdered 640 milligrams.
Yeah, you know, the question, Deborah, let me just stop you for a second, okay? You're a little bit above my expertise. You know, my background's more in behavior, but I'm pretty familiar with bladder infections, UTIs as they're called, which is bacteria reaching the bladder, can cause infection, inflammation, and could be a problem. So that's something, I mean, your breeder might be able to give you some really good advice, but anytime you're dealing with UTIs, I always recommend a good conversation with your veterinarian, because there are things that they can do. There's alternative veterinary care, there's regular veterinary care. So once it's diagnosed, there are many different things. Go ahead.
I give my regards to our widow. You know, we never lose a loved one. God only receives them.
So now, Deborah, did you say you can't do that because of finances?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, here's what I want you to do. Okay, there are organizations all over this country that can help people financially with their dogs and cats. And I'm surprised your breeder's not willing to help you, okay? So what I would do in your case is, if you have access to a computer or if you know someone that does, go to my website, thepetshow.com, all one word, thepetshow.com. Right on the front page of that is a list of organizations that might be able to help you financially with the cost of taking care of it. But don't let this go. There's no reason to let this go. You can work out a payment plan. If you have a dog that has a UTI, you need to get it taken care of. That's where you need to be in. And bless you for your thoughts. Deborah, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you, I don't know what else to send you. I don't want to send you any, I'm going to send you an air horn so when you walk your dog, they can be safe. But that's important. There are certain things where, you know, maybe, you know, the breeder might be able to give you some advice, and breeders know an awful lot, but the bottom line is, with UTIs, going to the vet's the way to go. There are many alternative ways to deal with UTIs at the same time. And that's part of the scenario, and I run into this all the time. You know, years ago, you know, there were maybe a handful of people that worked in the behavior field like I do. But now, the hardest thing in America to find is someone who's not a pet specialist. So you got to really be careful where you get your advice from. When it comes to medical situations, your veterinarian, or some of the top veterinary schools, and when it comes to behavior, you know where to go, right here to the Pet Show. 877-725-8255, the phone number. It looks like I'm going to have to take a break in a minute, but when we come back, Peter in Arizona, you'll be up next. Dave, dog behavior, your dog gets the zoomies. We'll get to you, Dave, as well. Adam in California, you have a aggression at a brother's cat. We'll take care of that. And we also got an outdoor. How do you tell if a cat is outdoors? We'll get to all your calls, I promise. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Now, let me tell you about this one more time. I've been talking to you guys about this. On my YouTube channel, I answer questions from time to time, can't answer all the questions I get. But you should subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's free. Lots of great information. There's lots of super videos there. Tips I put up there every single day. Just go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. That's my name, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Subscribe. As I said, it's free. You'll enjoy a lot of the videos up there. Some are fun, most informative as well. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Quick break. When we come back, Peter, Dave, Adam, and Bill will get to all, and Preeta will get to all your calls right after this. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Riverfront Playhouse presents a good old-fashioned big family Christmas. A comedy by Pat Cook and directed by Andrew Gibson. Follow the chaotic holiday celebrations of the Vanderhoff family as they gather for Christmas. The family faces a series of hilarious and unexpected events, testing their bonds and highlighting the true meaning of togetherness. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading, a good old-fashioned big family Christmas. December 1st through 17th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Ever you get your podcast.
Come on, who has the cutest holiday music? Of course, it's the Pet Show. We are back, by the way. Question of the day is, do you believe that cats can be taught to fetch? I want to hear from some people out there. Come on, you got to have some fetching cats out there. Let me go right down the list on the phones. Jamming right now. Let's go to what? Let's take you guys in order. Let's go to Peter in Arizona. Hey, Peter in Arizona. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Mr. Epstein. Happy holiday.
Happy holidays to you. You calling from the Prescott area?
No, actually, I'm in Kingman right now. My brother in Williams, that's where we usually keep this dog, and I have him because my brother had two knee replacements, but we rescued him in Williams, and I had him in the vet, and I had him groomed two times, $100 a piece, no big deal, it's worth every penny, and he's beautiful now, but they put him on Bravetco because of ticks and fleas and stuff, and they put him on antibiotics, and he was looking really good. He still looks good. He's beautiful. And but I noticed since I've had him here in Kingman, it's a little bit warmer here, he sleeps outside until about, I bring him in, it's about 40 degrees. But I noticed by his genital and his armpit, he got some sores. And I put hydrocodone on it, and I brush him like 2-3 times a day. He's beautiful. And
yeah, but here's the thing, Peter. Peter, here's the thing, okay? The fact that he didn't have these sores when he was with your brother, and then when you brought him to where you are, to Kingman, and he has the sores, that's where the change took place. So there's one or two things entering my head. It could be caused by some type of cleaner that you're using in the house. It could be caused by plants in your backyard, detergents. So there's a lot of different things that can cause it to happen. Now, I know you said you went to the vet, and the vet didn't tell you to change anything and watch him. What did besides medication, what did the vet suggest that you do?
Actually, he cleared up with the antibiotics, and then everything was good, and I just noticed it was looked, you know, because I never had long haired dogs. I already had Rottweilers and English Bulldog type thing, and I noticed that's where his hot area is. But his food is because I had problems years past about food, and we buy him food. It has like no corn, nothing in it. You know all the good stuff, beets and. I don't know.
Yeah, but see, the question is, so he doesn't have the genital sores anymore, is that it, or he does?
I got rid of them around his groin, but I noticed under his armpit, and so I was always thinking it was a food problem, or actually outside, because,
It sounds to me like it's probably more of an environmental reaction than a food reaction. So it's something outside. I don't know if you have a fertilizer in the backyard, what type of plants you have in the backyard. Here's what I would try to do. is try to walk him for the next week or so, see if those disappear. If they do, then we know what's causing him. It's probably something in the backyard. I wouldn't be using medication specifically unless you run it by your vet first. Now, in terms of supplementation might be really, really beneficial. However, that doesn't seem to me to be what's lacking here. It's got to be something in the environment, whether it be the stuff you use on the carpet, the stuff you use to clean the floor, chemicals in the backyard, certain types of plants you have in the backyard. That's what's causing it at this point. So I would make a quick call to the vet and say, listen, what do you think our next step would be? I don't think he's going to recommend any specific supplement for that. He may maybe change food. Now, would it be okay with you if I changed the food a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to mention brand names I'm using, you know, over the air, because I'm sure, yeah.
Now, listen, you can mention whatever you want, but let me tell you, what I'm going to do is I am going to send you some Lucy pet food, and I'll tell you why I'm going to send you Lucy pet food. Lucy has both prebiotic and probiotic formula. That's really, really important. It's manufactured at its own plant, which is really, really important. So let me do this. Before we go any further, let me do this, Peter. Let me put you on hold. Let me get your information. Let me send you some Lucy pet food. It get to you pretty soon. But the way you do it now is you switch it a little bit at a time. You don't all of a sudden say, I'm going to get rid of this food. Start adding a little Lucy pet food to what the dog is having. And I got to tell you, if it's some type of allergy to another food or whatever, I have found in the past that Lucy has really made a big difference. So let's give Lucy pet food a couple of weeks. Give me a call back. We'll go a little bit further if we have to. But anytime you notice a change, see, this was a little easier for me. If, in fact, he had the same problem when he was living with your brother in Williams, by the way, that's the main road into the Grand Canyon. But that would have been a different approach. But the fact that he's having it where you are, something in that area might have changed. Now, I don't know if you're feeding him the same food as your brother was, but all that has to be taken into consideration. But let's try the Lucy food, and you'll get back to me, and you'll let me know how we do. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. You know, I don't want to rush in. Let me take a quick break. Dave, I'm going to get back to you after this. Then I got Adam. I got Bill. I got Preeta. What a great name. Preeta, I want to get to you as well. Cat's not getting along, Preeta. We can resolve that for you also. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. If people are embarrassed to tell me that they have a cat that fetches, does nobody have a cat that fetches? I tell you, I did my L.A. show, and every single cat called. I hate that term, but every single call I got from cat guardians out there suggested to me, you know, Warren, my cat loves to fetch. Even the first call we had here today, the cat loved to fetch. So if you have a cat that enjoys fetching, please help me out here, because, you know, sometimes people say I'm crazy when I said to talk about my cats love to fetch and they love to do this. So if you have a fetching cat, give me a call, let me know. 877-725-8255. Quick break and right back to you, phone calls. Now listen, it's the holiday season. I know people are inundating you with donations, give this, give that, but I want to tell you about an organization that I've known of for over 44 years that walks the walk, and if you love animals, this is a group you're going to want to help. For years now, I've shared with you how thousands of senior dogs, defenseless puppies and kittens are in a life or death struggle, being thrown out of cars every single day in the forest, the deserts, the woods, the cities, all across America. Well, that's until they're rescued by my good friend Leo Grillo. Leo set up Delta Rescue over 44 years ago, and he made a promise. Leo promised this. He promised every unwanted animal that he would keep them safe, he would keep them happy, and he would keep them healthy for their entire life. And that's a promise kept. How can you show your love for these pets who have suffered so much? Here's what I want you to do. This is what I did recently. I want you to send a Christmas love stocking to one of Delta's 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses. Now, the Christmas love stockings are just $12.50, $12.50, and it actually provides a Christmas stocking with over two dozen treats for one of these abandoned former pets. Now, here's the deal. At Delta Sanctuary, every dog, every cat, every horse knows which stocking is theirs. Why? Because twice a day their caretaker gives the pet a treat from their own individual stockings. I want you to go to their website, deltarescue.org, or text them to dogs at 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. Delta, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com. I want you to help every abandoned pet at Delta Rescue feel the love with his own stocking like I did. Go to their website, DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or text them to dogs at 801-801. The dogs are waiting. The dogs are waiting. The cats are waiting. The horses are waiting for you. Check out DeltaRescue.org today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said when four monkeys were playing on the bed.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. So please go to your local pet store and ask them for Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Foul one, Mr. Grinch.
You know, I never saw the Grinch movie. I don't even know what Grinch is. That's how far out of tune I am. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. The phones are jamming. I'm going to get to all your calls. I'm going to blow off some of my topics. So let's start right now by going to Dave in Arizona. Hey, Dave, welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas,
Warren. Where are you calling from in Arizona, Dave?
Oh, good old Prescott.
Good old Prescott. The Christmas capital, the Christmas, I don't know the term, but it's the most, I'm telling you, that courtyard there at Christmas is amazing. What was it now?
I've been here 17 years, and they light this place up.
It's amazing. And you know what? You can have a nice beer across the street in the same bar that Wyatt Earp drank beer at. That's what I like. What can I do for you, Dave?
Well, I got a six-year-old Vizsla named Winston, and he lives just a run. And I'm handicapped myself, so I exercise him using my golf cart. Now I'm not abusing him. Some people might think, you know, golf cart can go pretty fast. Well, mine goes 14 miles an hour. He would run 20 if I could go that fast. And that, so we kind of, ride around the neighborhood for a couple hours every day, actually. He probably gets at least a run and a walk and does his business and all that jazz. And, when I get done with him, and he might even total maybe 6 miles or more running. But anyway, when I get him home here, and get him off lead, we play ball in the backyard off lead, but then he does this zoomy thing either in the backyard on the stones or inside the house. And I was just trying to figure out, with all this exercise this dog has, you think
Dave,
he'd be exhausted.
Dave, let me tell you, you got the ever ready bunny of dogs. I had the opportunity of working with Vizslas when I was stationed in Europe, the Hungarian Pointer, an incredible breed of dog, but they never stop. They never stop. And so what I would do is, if he gets the zoomies, that's fine. Let him have the zoomies. You know, if he needs more exercise and whatever challenges you may have, how old did you say the dog was?
Six.
Okay, maybe there's a teenage kid in the neighborhood that's willing to come over and just go into the yard with the dog and get some more energy out of him. What he's doing is normal. When a dog gets the zoomies, usually that's just a way of getting rid of excess anxiety, stress, or energy. So it's normal behavior. The golf cart's a great idea, but as you said, he can do a lot more than the golf cart. So I think the exercise that you're giving him, bless you for doing that, is fine. But if there's a kid in the neighborhood or even a person in the neighborhood that's an adult that you know that, you know what, come on over, I'll give you a glass of wine. Will you just run my dog around for 10 or 15 minutes? I think that would be the best approach at this point.
Well,
don't try to correct him for it because he's not doing anything wrong.
No. He very rarely ever gets disciplined for anything he does because he's got a heart of gold. But he does. He's very social. We know many of the neighbors because of my access to the neighborhood and all our friends and that. And they do come over and they play with him as well. We play. He loves balls, of course. So that's.
It's a great breed of dog, and I hope you're enjoying him for the energy he has. And just so you know, Dave, I may be planning on spending a little bit more time in Prescott.
Oh, good.
So I may actually decide to come up. I may decide to come up to Prescott in the next 6 or 8 months. Who knows? And I haven't done it in years. I haven't done one in Arizona. God, forever since I did one in, I think Scottsdale years ago, where so many people showed up. I may do an event with the rescue. What's the society there? Come on, why am I going blank on this? My friend used to be in charge of it. Anyway.
My wife, with the rescue is there, because our last Vizsla was a rescue.
Yeah. No, they're absolutely amazing dogs. So, yeah, something I'm looking forward to. Anyway, don't worry about it. It's fine. I'm trying to think of what I want to send you. 3 years old. Dave, what do I want to send Dave? You know, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Read it so when I come up there, you can ask me the right questions. 877-725-8255. Yeah, I love the Zoomies. Cats get Zoomies, too. Zoomies are when your dog or cat all of a sudden has this incredible burst of energy. And some people get frustrated by it. They don't know what it is. It's just a way of letting out anxiety. It's kind of like the guy going in his yard and lighting up a cigar or scratching his head or having a cocktail. The Zoomies get that excess of energy and stress out of your dog or cat as well. 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, the way it looks is Adam, Bill, Preeta, and Gary are up next. But right now, it's time for me to tell you about my own Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treatment. Here's why. I know you are, but if you are really tired, if you've had it with excessive shedding, and your dog or cat is constantly licking and scratching, and it's making you ready for the crazy farm, listen to me. The product you need is my own Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can rebuild the health of your pet. Now, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now I've even made it better. It has chondroitin and glucosamine in just the right amount to treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I also added prebiotics to the probiotics to make the probiotics work better. This means your dog or cat will have the most incredible healthy gut. And we all know now that healthy gut means healthy body. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent excessive shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hot spots, just about gone, and has just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why Hugs and Kisses supplement is an Amazon's choice. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or go directly to my website, thepetshow.com, or call my office directly. That's right. A lot of people want to call and talk to us. They don't want to order online. That's great. Call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out Hugs and Kisses today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog and cat improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Reading Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke,
and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Now we're talking cute, aren't we? Here's the deal. We're going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Adam, Bill, Preeta, Gary, and Paul. You're filling up my phone line. I'm going to take you guys in order, probably fill up the whole hour. So I'm looking forward to talking to you. I got some great gifts for you as well. Come on, someone's got to have a cat that plays fetch. Nobody? Give me a call. Let me know. 877-725-8255. Quick break. Give all your pets a big hug and a kiss. We'll be right back at you. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.